Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Bellarosa, award-winning and best-selling author, Fahrenheit, The Journey of Transformation and the Light Within. Today, I have a really special guest. She is a singer, she's a songwriter, and she's going to talk about her long career of being a singer, being somebody who has traveled the world, and she's going to tell us about her songs, and we're going to play some of her songs. I'm sorry about we have been having some difficulties. Technical difficulties, that's why we couldn't do it last week. This week we can do that. So we are trying to figure out if we be able to reach the radio station and, not having difficulties because I have been trying to get online for quite a while. So I'm sorry that I couldn't be online for a long time. I have been having my problems with moving from one apartment to another apartment. I had to move from one apartment to another apartment, and it has been a really difficult route, and I know a lot of people are going through so much these days, so I hope you're okay and you're doing your best also. So I'm sorry, I'm just texting her and talking to you at the same time. I have several of her songs ready, and here she is online. Hello, hello, Rhonda LaRoy. Finally, we were able actually to get online. I was just sharing what has been going on with our listeners today. So welcome to my show. Can you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yes, so my name is Rhonda LaRoy. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I have hit records in Europe, Japan, and South America. And so today we're going to listen to some songs that I have so that you can become familiar with some of my songs. And then we'll tell you what's happening.
Can you tell us a little bit about the song, This One Thing Lead to Another? Why did you write this song, and what is this song about?
Oh, does one thing lead to another? Is,
yeah.
Well, like sometimes there's such wonderful synchronicity that everything just falls into place and then all good things come after that. So that's what it comes from, is coming from a time when things were very super magical and falling into place and very synchronistic.
Okay, I'm going to play the song, and then you're going to continue talking about your songs. And, of course, you do some coaching and everything else. Here it is.
Okay.
One kind word and such.
Wow, that's a beautiful song, and your voice, amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's just about being in flow state and letting it happen. Sometimes people get wrapped up and don't see what's in front of them, you know? And this is about, like, really letting it happen, you know, and seeing where that journey is going to take you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We don't have time to think, go inside, you know, and see what's going on and why these things happened, and is it for our good, and usually it's for our very good reason.
Yeah, that's the point. You know, like sometimes it could be a surprise or like, what, you know, and yet it, you know, even the ones that are not as good as some turn out to be really valuable sometimes, you know, so you really need to be alert and say, oh, okay, what can I learn from that? And then keep going.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? Exactly. Yeah.
I know very well, believe me.
Yeah. So and then that way, yes. You know, we can always bounce back.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. So you have a really wonk, you know, way when it comes to music and when it comes to, you know, your career and everything else. Can you share with us a little bit when exactly everything started?
When the music started for me? Like when I was little kid? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started singing professionally when I'm 5 years old. And so it was, you know, really fun and exciting, and that's all I wanted to do all my life, sing and dance. And so I was really happy when my dad said, okay,
you're going to sing on this stage right now. You know, I was like, okay, yay. Because I would do that all the time around the house, sing and dance, like come home from school as a little kid and sing and dance, you know. So I was like, sure, you know, it's like breathing, got to keep doing this, right? And but yeah. It was really, really a great experience, and the audience really loved it. And I saw how happy it made them, so I was like, oh, that's so much fun. I want to keep doing this, you know.
Yeah.
Because making people happy is, for me, just the best. That's what I'm here for, you know.
Yeah, that's the most important thing right now, especially right now. A lot of people are suffering from depression, anxiety. And with the songs we write, I know I'm a singer too. I have a new single also. And we are just trying to make their life a little bit better and at least pinpoint the points where they have to work. You know, they have to stay strong. They have to, you know, not allow anything around them to impact them in any way. So it's a difficult road, we know both of us, but we as an artist and other artists, we're trying our best.
That's right, and it's our job to do that, really. You know, the job of artists is always to enlighten the, you know, the public, right? And to bring them up to a higher understanding that there's much more than what it appears to be on the surface. Like, that's why that song, in fact, is just, because if you take that other viewpoint, you will find that things will fall into place, the viewpoint of how things can be right, how they can go right, you know, and that kind of thing. Then suddenly they just start to go right and fall into place in a very fun and magical way. And that synchronicity and serendipitousness, you know, like how we met, Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wow. Because we have such a similar spirit. And then that's what life is all about, too, is connecting with people of like mind so that we can spread the word of, hey, we can do a lot more than what we've been doing, and we can have a lot more fun. How about that?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah. We haven't talked to each other for quite a while, but you kind of came in when the right time came. So we got together again, and this is my first show since November, and I was telling the listeners, wow, it has been kind of a rough ride, but, you know, I got on the other side, and here it is, how magically things work, like you said.
Yeah. And then this thing is, a lot of people don't persist towards their goal. And so they just get one little, like, you know, can't go that way or something, and then they stop. And they don't persist. And if they don't persist, they will never get, you know. It's, you got to take action towards your dreams, but also you got to just, you know, realize that if something comes back that's not exactly awesome, then you find a way to continue on anyway, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Absolutely.
And so we persisted, and here we are.
Yeah, I like your positivity and spirit and everything else, and you're just a wonderful person. So anyway, Rebecca, can you please tell us, thank you, where people can find you, because you didn't tell us that you're absolutely fabulous voice coach, and how people can get in touch with you.
Okay, yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to go ahead and give this phone number, 253-391-7328, and there you can text or leave a message about what you'd like to do with your voice. I take a person from wherever they are in singing to being a really great singer in a very short time. And I've never failed to get a person to their goal. So it doesn't matter if you're able to sing or anything. And like, if you're already a professional and you just want to get better, or you don't sing at all but you want to sing, it doesn't matter where you're starting, I'll get you to your goal. And so it's like if you, you know, have a mouth that can speak and ears that it can hear, then I can teach you. So that's the only requirement. And then, you know, just you can text or call that number and then leave a message as to, you know, what exactly you'd like to do. I also teach stage presence and I teach songwriting. And so you can leave messages as to what you'd be interested in. I'm only doing the one-on-one for a limited time because I will be phasing over to a more, you know, automatic system. But right now it is one-on-one online or in person. And, yeah, I'd love to, you know, see everybody.
Do you have a website where people can, find your work?
The phone number and in Facebook, where all the Rhonda LaRoy things in Facebook is me. Rhonda LaRoy fan page, Rhonda LaRoy 2, Rhonda LaRoy, and then Rhonda LaRoy's. All that is will reach me directly. So that's the best way to reach me, and then the telephone number as well. And I have a music company called One Big Friend, and we help other artists get to their goals and what they need to do. And that's what we will be launching very soon, so you could look at Facebook, you know, on there and get all the updates that way. And also you can text and call for more updates as well.
That's wonderful. And you can find her on YouTube also. There are some videos and songs.
I'm sorry, say it again. I didn't hear that last part.
I said they can find you on YouTube also. YouTube.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's under my name, R-H-O-N-D-A, capital L-A-R-O-Y. Yeah, Rhonda LaRoy. Mm-hmm. Yep, and YouTube's the best way because you can find all sorts of music there, Deep in Love and so on. Yeah. Cool. Shall we play another song?
Yes, of course. We are gonna make it right. I love the title of this song. What is this song about?
Oh, so that's actually where you really just actively make it go right. So no matter the odds and no matter what's going on in the world and the people around you, you just go ahead and make it right anyway. And no matter the obstacles, no matter the challenges, you just get up and do it anyway, you know? And that's what that song is all about. And it's something that I wrote because I was seeing that when you connect with people like that, also it's so much easier and so much fun to do that if they have that right mind, you know, the same kind of mind, you know.
Yeah, we need this definitely. We need this together,
yeah,
to work together and make it definitely right. Okay, here is the song.
Together.
We're going to make it right.
Thank you.
One kiss, one heart, letting in the light.
anyway, it looks like I uploaded both songs. There's one thing later, which is funny. I guess.
You,
I don't know.
Just
things happen for a reason, but you can find this song, yeah, on YouTube. It's absolutely fabulous song. I was listening to this song yesterday evening before I went to bed also. I was going around the songs, and it's really amazing song, and I definitely suggest everybody to listen to this song on YouTube. So, yeah. I guess it wasn't supposed to be played. Yeah, things happen for a reason. I don't know why.
Well, yeah. You know, then they have to go to YouTube and find it.
It's absolutely fabulous song, and you have it in several videos. I saw it in live performance of you and your magical voice. It's a really amazing song. So, can you tell what you can tell the world, you know, what can you tell them about the situation we're facing, all of us, and what kind of a words you can use to make them, you know, do something about this world and how they can, you know, come together and make the change?
Well, the one thing we really need to do is actually really be there and really care about each other, like for real. Because when you do that, when you really are there with the person in front of you and you really see how you can help them, then magical things happen. Because then they become open and then they can trust like you're trusting. And then one thing leads to another, and everything can work out really good. The other thing is having it so that you do take the actions and you do continue to put things right. So you don't just settle for the, you know, things like as they are. You do continue to make it better, just like you clean your house every day so it looks nice, you know. You don't just, you know, you make it a work of art, you know. You keep the beauty going, because that's what's really exciting in life is the beauty, the music, the art, you know. And everyone is an artist to the degree that they are creating their life. So that would be my biggest message is, create your life the way you want it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
How you want it. Yeah.
This is the only way to connect to others.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. So, yeah, that you know, you need to decide for yourself what's good for you. And then act upon that. And sometimes we need to, like, take a step back in order to see that, because sometimes we're really wrapped up in someone else's game, and then we can't see what were we doing, you know, where were we going? And we can get sidetracked, right? Instead of just going, you know what, this is what I really want to do, and this is how I'm going to get there, and then make that plan to get there, and then take those actions to get there. The plan is those actions to actually get there, right? So that's an important factor, is writing out the plans and then carrying them out. And then if some of them you find, well, you need to do something else, well, good, that's fine. Just then you change that, you know. It's a
change
like
direction.
Every time you write. You don't have to go, oh, no. No, I have to change the plan. No, you keep the goal and you – so you roll with it, you keep going, you know, and you find another plan if that one doesn't work, right?
Yeah, you know, the road is very bumpy and you get lost and you have to, you know, reevaluate your life and start thinking, what am I doing wrong? Is there some other way to do it so I can get where I'm going? And, of course, we are humans. We make mistakes. It's fine. Don't be so hard on yourself. I'm telling people, you know, just continue to push and push, and eventually you're going to get on the other side and you're going to get what you want.
Yeah, and you brought up a really good point there. It's often we're too hard on ourselves. Where we wouldn't be hard on others, we are hard on ourselves, right? In other words, we're like, oh, that's so cool, and you can understand where they're coming from and all that. But sometimes we're just hard on ourselves, like, why didn't you do that, you know, to yourself, right?
Yeah.
Well, why did that happen? Or, you know, wait, that's not what I wanted, you know.
Yes,
and if you, you know, but if you actually just go, you know, oh, I got that, I understand, like you would a good friend.
Yes.
Then also the magic begins, because you got to be really there and really care about yourself as well as others, you know. So, because if you don't have your, then you're not going to be able to really help others, right? You got to be able to see that as well. And that's another thing that sometimes we forget as well, is just, you know, hey, you know, cut yourself some slack, you know, just bounce back. You can do it, whatever. You know?
Exactly.
I mean, you see, yeah, you see examples all the time of how people come back from adversity and all sorts of challenges, and they just come back stronger. So,
yeah
then we don't need to stop. It's like, calm down, here we come.
Yes, and we are 90 seconds away to the end of the show. Rhonda, can you, last words for the listeners, anything you would like to share?
Just give me a call, and so we can continue this conversation. And thank you so much, Diana. It was a lot of fun.
You're welcome. Thank you for being so positive and bringing so much love to the world. We need more of you. Thank you so much to the listeners who are with us. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, and I wish you a loving and blessed day. Wherever you are, don't give up. Stay strong. Be loved. Send love. Send light. We all need that in this world. And we definitely will make it right.
That's right. All right. So, well, we'll just do another show, and we'll be the real make. We'll do that song. We'll do the Make It Right song. We're gonna make
exactly.
it right.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we are going to do. Make it right, and never give up. And now continue the road. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Very awesome.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Nice to meet y'all. Have fun.